Coleycast number 42. You've just tuned into a broadcast about some of the human body systems. I'm Angela. So, the four human body systems that we will tell you about are the digestive system, breaking down food into simpler substances, the respiratory system, using your lungs, the circulatory system, your heart, and the best system in the body, the excretory system, the bathroom. The excretory system is not delightful, but it's an important part of your body. So, let's go to Randy with the digestive system. Have a good time learning about some of the human body systems. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Angela. Hello, my name is Randy, and I'll be telling you about the digestive system. Do you know where digestion begins? Well, if you said the mouth, you're correct. That is where saliva and your teeth break down food. Now the food goes down to the esophagus, a long tube leading to the stomach. The walls in the stomach squeeze over and over, mixing food with the chemicals that break down the food. Then the food travels to the small intestine. The small intestine is a long, coiled, tube-like organ. This is where nutrients from the food pass into the blood. The food that is not digested moves into the large intestine. Now solid waste is then pushed out of the body from the large intestine. Now here's Jake talking about the respiratory system.
Breathing. That's the sound of the respiratory system, and without it, we wouldn't be here. Hi, I'm Jake, and I'm going to be telling you about the respiratory system. The diaphragm, a large flat muscle, helps you breathe in, and the air enters the lungs, the main organ of the respiratory system. The oxygen passes into the blood. The blood then drops off carbon dioxide in the lungs. The diaphragm helps you breathe out to get rid of the air, of the carbon dioxide. When you breathe in like that, air goes through a tube called the trachea, then leads to smaller tubes called bronchi. Bronchi then go to tiny air sacs called alveoli. Capillaries, tiny blood vessels, surround the alveoli. In the alveoli, oxygen and carbon dioxide are exchanged through the capillaries. So carbon dioxide moves into the alveoli and oxygen is moved out and into the blood. That's what you call gas exchange. I hope you enjoyed learning about the respiratory system. Now here's Gabe to talk about the circulatory system.
Did you know that the circulatory system is the delivery system of the body? Hello, I'm Gabe, and I'll be telling you about one of the most important systems in the human body. Have you ever wondered what carries blood away and back to the heart? The answer to that question are arteries and veins. The arteries carry the blood away from the heart, and the veins carry the blood back to the heart. Did you know that the heart has four chambers? The left ventricle, right ventricle, left atrium, and right atrium. Do you ever wonder what blood is? Well, blood is made out of red liquid and cells. Have you ever heard of plasma? It's not the TV in your room, so it's part of the blood in your body that carries nutrients. Now to the red blood cells. They carry oxygen and carbon dioxide. Do you know that white blood cells help fight germs? Have you ever got a cut and it turned into a scab? This is how cells called platelets work. They heal your cuts and help blood clot. There is something in the heart called valves. They keep the blood from backing up in the wrong direction. Well, I hope you enjoyed my broadcast about the circulatory system. Now here's Anthony M. with the excretory system.
Thank you, Gabe. Do you go to the bathroom? If so, you are using your excretory system. If you want to learn more, stay tuned to this Coleycast broadcast. This is the most glamorous system in your body. Well, not really, but it is an important system in the human body. If you didn't have this system, everything would get messy. Hi, I'm Anthony, and I'm going to tell you about the human body systems, the excretory system. I know it's gross, but it's really important. You're going to learn about your nephrons, kidneys, and pores, and lots more. The excretory system gets rid of waste such as urine, solid waste, liquid waste, and sweat. liquidate from cells to the kidneys, which filter waste out of the blood and then produce urine. Do you know how your body filters blood? Your blood passes through your kidneys 60 times a day. Can't you believe that? Then your kidneys remove substances that your body no longer needs. Your nephrons are a part of your kidneys where waste are separated from useful materials. Do you know what happens when your kidneys stop working? If your kidneys stop working, you need a treatment called dialysis. A dialysis is a machine that does the job for your kidneys. Do you know how your body gets rid of sweat? Your body gets rid of sweat with tiny openings in your body called pores. That's a lot of stuff. You got to learn about your kidneys, pores, nephrons. Well, I hope it teaches you about how your body gets rid of waste. Thanks for listening to Coldcast number 42, the Excretory System. Now back to Angela.
Thank you for listening to Coldcast number 42. I hope you can listen to 43 and 44. Bye.